Please excuse any background noise. My neighbors are doing construction, and there is a very large manager guy who smokes a lot and talks a lot, so you may hear him in the background. Melechem Aleph Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Tes. Elio Anovi has come to Har HaChorev, to Har HaElokim, to Har Sinai, to have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Elio is giving up. He's had enough, and he's going to say so. Vayavo Shamal HaMa'ora. So Elio Anovi came there to a cave, or to the cave, technically with the hey, Hame'ora, the cave, all of us probably jumped the gun on that one, being the niche in the rock, the hole in the rock, Batsur, where Moshe had hidden when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine presence passes him. You remember from the laning that we do on various days of Yontif, that describes that moment where Moshe says, please show me, Re'es Panecha, and Hashem says, a human being can't see my panim in a manner of seeing Kivayachal, and still be alive. So, Ufanisa, go into the Tzur, and I will go, and you will see Me'achal Roy, you'll see behind me as I pass. So, this cave, the Chazal say, was just the right size for Eliyahu as well, as if it was tailored to him. Vayolen Sham. And he lay there. He rested there. After 40 days and 40 nights of travel, one is exhausted. Vinei Dvar Hashem Elav. And the word of Hashem came to Eliyahu, Vayomer Lo, and the voice, Kivayachav Hashem, the first words to him after he arrived there, and some say that he was directed to go there to the cave. Others say going to Har Sinai was Eliyahu's own idea to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it makes a little bit of a nafkamina. It makes a little bit of a difference whether Eliyahu took himself there as the proper place to address Hashem or whether he was guided there. And the opinions are divided as to why he was at that place at that time. But in any case, the first words to him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu are, Malachafo Eliyahu, what do you have to do here, Eliyahu? What are you doing here? This is actually similar, the man Loez connects, to the way Hashem speaks to Adam HaRishon after he eats from the Eitz HaDa'as, and Cain after he killed Hevel. Just an invitation as to speak, to express oneself. So it's not like the kind of question where you're interrogating somebody to find specific answers. Hashem knows everything. He doesn't need to find out the answers. But he is giving the person a chance to speak. Now, it could be as if it was an accusation where what do you have to say for yourself? Or where a person can speak in his own defense or confess an avera and ask forgiveness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking him, the role of the prophet is to be among the people. What are you doing here isolated? In the wilderness, in the mountains, seeking seclusion. Yud vayomer kano kinesi l'Hashem Elokei Tzevakos. Eliyahu answers, I have been jealous on behalf of Kavod Hashem, the Lord of Hosts. I have done the kinah. This is one of those connections to Pinchas, which is why the Gemara tells us Pinchas Ze Eliyahu, also the great Kana'i in the defense of God's great name, was Pinchas and now Eliyahu. Ki azuv rischa v'nei Yisrael. But his first words are criticism of Klal Yisrael, which again, we've said before, for a Navi to take this tack is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for from him. A Navi doesn't have to attack Klal Yisrael to Hashem. A Navi might have to attack Klal Yisrael to Klal Yisrael to rebuke them and tell them where they need to be better. But before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not supposed to be a prosecutor. He's supposed to be zealous in his defense of Klal Yisrael. After the Chet HaEgel, what could a Navi possibly say? But Moshe Rabbeinu defends us tooth and nail. And says, Hashem, you have to have Rachmanis because of this reason, that reason, the other reason. What will people say? Moshe did not say, oh, the people are awful, cut them off. But here, Eliyahu says, the B'nai Yisrael have abandoned your covenant. Es mizbechosecha harasu. They have broken down your altars, the true bamos, the true mizbechos, rather than the bamos to Avodah Zarah that they have built. Vesen viecha hargu vecharev, and your prophets, they have killed by the sword. There are a lot of defenses that could have been possible here. He could have said it was Izebel, who's not really Jewish, who is killing Nevi'im by the sword. So Eliyahu's really going out on a limb to criticize Klal Yisrael here. Bo'ivaser ani levadi, and I alone remain. Vayivakshu es nafshi l'kachta, and now they're seeking my soul to take it as well. So Eliyahu Anavi is answering, it's for your sake. Hashem is asking him, why do you want prophecy again? Why do you want to guide the people? And Eliyahu says, I can't anymore. They're trying to kill me. They're executing everybody. I killed the Nevi'e HaBaal on your behalf. But I'm the only one left to represent the Torah. What will people say? I'm the only one who's public, even with the 100 Nevi'e Ovadia that he saved. They don't go out in public. They're scared for their lives. They've broken down the three great tools of reaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They've abandoned the bris, so they're not learning Torah. They have abandoned karbonos. They are smashing the altars. And they have abandoned nevuah, because they're killing the Nevi'im. So take vengeance. Defend your honor. Defend Kavod Hashem. Do what needs to be done. But Hashem is going to challenge him on this. Hashem says, the Me'am Lois brings down in the kind of unspoken dialogue that continues, the only one who's ever been in this cave is Moshe Rabbeinu. Do you consider yourself equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, that you dared to stand with him? And then he brings down what I mentioned before, by the Egel Azov, Moshe begged me to have mercy on Klal Yisrael. And you come here seeking vengeance and retribution. Malachah Fo, what do you have to do in this place, in this cave? You're doing the opposite of what Moshe stood for. And Eliyahu was saying, I'm seeking refuge. Some say that his answer isn't so much an attack on Klal Yisrael as it is an explanation. I'm in a cave because I can't be safe anywhere else. But Hashem is going to tell him next, staying in a cave is not the answer. Certainly not for Navi Hashem. Certainly not for Eliyahu. You have other work to do. And Hashem will identify it momentarily.